Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 38 of Joshua, living the victorious life. Today's title is God's Favor and Forewarning. Skip Heitzig said, "Public victories are the results of private visits with the Lord." Our text today is Joshua 6:26 through 27. Joshua laid an oath on them at that time, saying, "Cursed before the Lord be the man who rises up and rebuilds this city, Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn shall he lay its foundation, and at the cost of his youngest son shall he set up its gates." So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was in all the land. Joshua gave an oath that placed a curse on anyone who tried to rebuild Jericho. Joshua 6:26 gives the consequences with these words, "At the cost of his firstborn shall he lay its foundation, and at the cost of his youngest son shall he set up its gates." About 530 years after the walls of Jericho came down, someone attempted to rebuild the city. It happened during the reign of King Ahab and was attempted by a man named Hiel from Bethel. 1 Kings 16:33-34 tells the account. "Ahab did more to provoke the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him. In his days, Hiel of Bethel built Jericho. He laid its foundation at the cost of Abiram, his firstborn, and set up its gates at the cost of his youngest son, Segub, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Joshua, the son of Nun." Hiel lost his sons because he didn't listen to the warning from God. It happened just as Joshua said it would. The account of Jericho closes with these words in Joshua 6:27, "So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was in all the land." The word fame in this verse is the Hebrew word shoma. It can be used to refer to fame or a report. It is only found four times in the Old Testament. Of those four, two are in reference to Joshua. This word is used once in reference to Mordecai in Esther 9:4 and again in Jeremiah 6:24 to describe the prophetic report of the invasion of the land of Judah and the siege of Jerusalem by the Chaldean army. Joshua was famous, and the report of what God was doing was all over Canaan. However, the only reason Joshua was famous was because the Lord was with him. Joshua was an obedient servant and a courageous leader, but God was the one who won every battle and defeated every foe. God told Joshua from the beginning of his leadership that he would be with him. Remember what God said to Joshua back in Joshua 1:5 and 1:9. "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." God always keeps his promises. He kept them in reference to always being with Joshua, and he kept them with regards to Jericho. If God says it, that settles it. God's favor and his forewarnings are undeniable. Questions. Why do you think God cursed anyone who would seek to rebuild Jericho? How do you know that the Lord is with you? Because the Lord was with Joshua, the fame or report of Joshua and the Israelites was spread throughout the land. What report of you would your friends and neighbors receive today based on your relationship with God? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for always being with us. Thank you for your many promises. Teach us how to live out those promises such that our faith is a testimony to all those who see us. In Jesus' name, amen.